a popular product that's weighing down the computer industry. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Netbooks are great, right? These tiny little computers cost $200 or $300, have great battery life, give us a wonderful option for portable computing. Well, actually, netbooks are bad for the industry and ultimately bad for consumers, according to Joe Wilcox, an independent technology journalist. In fact, in a recent blog post, Wilcox called netbooks a plague.
They reduce average selling prices, and also the PC manufacturers receive smaller margins for them. When laptops started to become more popular, they were a higher priced item, and they actually brought a benefit to the PC industry. Already average selling prices and margins had fallen on desktop PCs, and then the notebooks kind of came in and they lifted the average selling prices. They brought more margins, more profits to the companies, and they brought a lot more functionality to the consumers. With netbooks, because they are underpowered, which means many consumers will buy something and find that it's inadequate, there's a problem for them. And then for the manufacturers, as I said, the margins and average selling prices are less, and netbooks are selling like, you know, crazy through all of this.
As a consumer, it's hard for me to really sort of summon much sympathy for anyone. I mean, I like having options as a consumer. I like the fact that there's netbooks out there to buy if I want one, and I like the fact that they're cheap.
Well, that would all be good if netbooks were adequate. They're really designed to be adjuncts to a PC or a laptop rather than a replacement. The problem is many consumers don't understand this. They look at them and see them as small and being affordable, and they buy them as a replacement for something that they already have, and then find that they're grossly underpowered. Many netbooks ship with only 1 gigabyte of RAM, which is not adequate to run any version of Windows. And if it was Mac operating system, it would be the same thing. But although there is no Mac on netbook, the graphics power is not enough for any gaming or things that the consumers would want to do. I mean, this is basically a utility device that's easy to carry with long battery life. If that's all you want from it, great, good for you. It's a good deal. But most consumers buying them probably want a lot more.
So you think they're selling so well because consumers don't understand what they're buying? That doesn't give consumers a lot of credit.
Well, but they see they're also used to buying something that is adequate. If you look at low-cost notebooks, even the cheapest notebooks still pack enough basics so that if you buy it, it's a PC that you can use on a daily basis without any difficulty. And so there's a compromise going on with the whole netbook market.
Joe Wilcox is an independent technology journalist from San Diego. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.